think your dog's the best? You haven't met my dog, my dog be blessed. His bark is like an EMP, knocking out electricity. So put that cell phone down, homie. Y'all don't know how my dog wags his tail. When I rent a boat, it puts the wind in my sail. Doggy paddle, please. He beat Mike Phelps in the backstroke with ease, and they smoked a fat bowl of weed. Oh yeah, well my dog is so strong. Hair weaves roped together for little children to swing on. Hospital patients fed him on Sunday nights. After that, he roams the halls giving medical advice. I kick back while he takes care of the aquarium. Cooks me steak for one, cause he's a strict vegetarian. I make sure to scratch his ear when it itches. I then give him some biscuits before he max on some bitches.
Better than a best friend. My dog has been known to fly. My dog can cook, my dog can clean. My dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
My dog.
My dog is better than a best friend. My dog has been known to fly. My dog can cook, my dog can clean. My dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
My dog.
Say good night. My dog is the Kobe of canines. You ever seen a dog throw the frisbee back in playtime? When he walks, he's gone for days. Usually out climbing Everest, helping Sherpas find their way. The first to object to Pluto being a planet. He wrote a letter to NASA saying he wouldn't have it. In math, he can't be stumped, and he's not known for fronting. But he's the inspiration behind the script of Good Will Hunting.
Lee's always kryptonite on undercover missions. If he fails, Iran succeeds, and it's nuclear ambition. But a dab of frontline on his back, and he's ready to act. He's probably responsible for preventing an attack. He's good to have around, but what's driving me crazy? He only plays Rachmaninoff on the piano, lamb dog. He's come a long way from hustling rock on the street. I dedicate this to him cause he also produced this beat. Yeah.
My dog is better than a best
That's
friend.
Right.
My dog has been known to fly.
There we go.
My dog can cook, my dog can clean. My dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
Harry Potter.
My dog is better than a best friend. My dog has been known to fly.
Superman.
My dog can cook, my dog can clean. My dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
My dog.
It's a dog day afternoon.
Yeah, well it would be for your dog. What's up with your dog's hair? Well, you got a cotton balls to it or something? What's up with that?
Please, your dog's my dog's chew toy.
I don't think your dog's dentures could even handle my dog.
Your dog was a stunt double for Lassie.
Yeah, but it's better than looking like an extra on the Colton Girls.
My dog's better than a best friend.
Even better.
My dog has been known to fly. My dog can cook, my dog can clean. My dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
Clifford.
My dog's better than a best friend. My dog has been known to fly. My dog can cook, my dog can clean. My dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
My dog.
Everybody when they come to my door, I'll eat anything if it falls on the floor. Now I've heard the rumors, I think I better ask you. I heard I might be a dog. Won't somebody please tell me it ain't true? I like to sit by the window protecting my world. I'll bark my head off when I see a squirrel. Now, does that make me a dog? You know, I kind of do have floppy ears and a big nose. Huh. And come to think about it, how come nobody ever buys me new clothes? Well, so what if I'm a dog? What's so bad about that? At least I'm a dog and not a big old smelly ugly stinky hairy cat.
Hello, Boomer Boyston. Oh hey Duffy, did I make the football team? No, and it was weird too. I caught every pass and I brought the ball right back to them. I thought they wanted a retriever. What? A receiver? Oh, that explains it. It wouldn't have worked out anyway, because every time they said hike, I had to go to the bathroom. Look, someone's coming, I gotta go. See you tomorrow, big tree. Bye.
You know I don't have hands, I don't have the feet. I got four hairy paws. I think that's kind of neat. Especially when I gotta chase that dumb old milk-licking mouse-chomping cat. You know I might be a dog, but nobody ever tells me to scat. When we're riding in the car, I sit in the back. I stick my face out the window, you can hear my tongue flap. Now all this time I thought I was folks like you, but I guess I'm a dog and I guess that'll do. If it's a dog's life, then I'm living large. Every night I get a treat from a big old lady named Marge. Even a dog needs love, don't forget about that. You know, a dog needs more love than a big old smelly, hairy, furball coughing cat. Yeah, I'd rather be a dog than a big old fat, hairy, stinky cat.
It's a dog's life as a family pet. The more you beg, the more you get. Eat like a horse, sleep like a log. It's a dog's life when you're the family dog. Let her carry her coming up the walk. Think her over and have a little talk. Have you got any mail for me today? Or are you gonna holler, get away, get away? It's a dog's life, it's a family pet. The more you beg, the more you get. Eat like a horse, sleep like a log. It's a dog's life when you're the family dog. Go to the mountains when we go to the beach. They keep those kids on a mighty short leash. Mom's doggone tired at the end of the day. Just trying to keep all those little puppies at bay. It's dog's life as the family pet. The more you beg, the more you get. Eat like a horse, sleep like a dog. It's a dog's life when you're the family dog. Kids and the cat and the pa and the ma. I got a cold nose and a warm paw. So don't get a gerbil or a hamster or a frog. Get yourself a friend, get a dog, get a dog. It's dog's life as a family pet. The more you beg, the more you get. Eat like a horse, sleep like a dog. It's dog's life when you're the family dog.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog. He never acts like he don't care for my friends. Never ask me where in the hell have you been. He don't play dead when I want to pet him. I want you to love me like my dog does, honey. He never says I wish you made more money. He always thinks it pull my fingers funny. I want you to love me like my dog. Get mad I say a sister is a bitch. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby.
Old dog, old dog. Old dog, old dog. Old dog, old dog. Old dog, old dog. Hold that pig. Hold that pig. Hold him tight. Hold him tight. Get up that hill. Get up that hill. In the morning light. Get up that hill. Old dog, old dog. Oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Old dog, old dog. Old dog, old dog. Down the river stream, down the river stream, down the river stream. Dog and boss on me, dog and boss on me. There's sweat and mud, there's sweat and mud, there's sweat and mud. And a little bit of blood. Well, the river run red. Well, the river run red. When the old boy, when the old boy's dead. Well, the river run red. Well, the river run red. Well, the river run red. When the old boy's dead. Old dog, old dog. Old dog, old dog. Old dog, old dog. On dog, on dog.
Ain't yours.
Well, I dipped her and I kissed her, and she said,
stay dog when the big dog throws him a bone. One moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. A lucky dog gets a big old bed, stray dog gets a porch. Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours. Fat dog, skinny dog, little itty bitty dog, hot dog, cur dog, weenie dog, bird dog, hound dog, cow dog, bow wow wow dog, wonder dog, barking dog, chasing park car dog. If a dog has its day dog, when a big dog throws him a bone, one moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. Yeah, a lucky dog gets a big old bed, stray dog gets a porch. Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours. Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours.
Yeah, when I was only 17, I could hear the angels whispering. So I drove into the woods and wandered aimlessly about until I heard my mother shouting through the fog. It turned out to be the howling of a dog, or a wolf to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back, but I was drawn into the pack, and before long they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong, for my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you learn. On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath the dogwood tree, when suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she didn't seem to see. She was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. You should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as you please. But now my fur has turned to skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. still dream of running careless through the snow, through the howling winds that blow across the ancient distant flow, that fill our bodies up like water till we know. Like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on a fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you learn.
Got a dubious story about a dubious duo, duah. Supposedly came from the same womb, must have been quite a dame, their ma. Randy named after Newman, most of the time I think he's human. Ned just looking like a Ned, what a classic thoroughbred. They just mostly their lives away. Even in high school, Randy was a dandy indeed. Best dressed, winning smile, voted most likely to succeed. Ned was a jock, he could tackle, he could block. Off the field he was a lamb, had the charm of a clam, and his long-haired letter sweater of gray. To say they were spoiled is a joke, it's a wonder we never went broke. What with Randy's dry cleaning bill, Ned taking diet pills, had us by the collar all the time. We'd planned to send Randy to school, major in the absurd, but they told us their striped quota had been filled and they stamped him deferred. Got accepted to Yale in his white tie and tail, with his minor in drama, gave the dean such a trauma, they sold him his degree. Poor Nedley got drafted, but they came to an agreement. They discharged him just because he didn't know what enemy meant. But he starred on the varsity at Brown when he was there. Cause dream come true, I always knew he was a bear. And he barely passed by a hair. Duos come, duos go, duos fall. Bud and Lou, Stan and Ollie et al. Though diplomas they were given, they just love for a living. Man, you won't believe me till you've seen our boy. That was a dubious story about a dubious duo, duah. Supposedly came from the same womb, must have been quite a dame, their ma. Randy named after Newman, most of the time I think he's human. Ned just looked like a Ned, what a classic thoroughbred. They just mostly their lives, mostly their lives, mostly their lives away.
Fooled a bit by that, were you? Okay. I used to have a better bark in the old days. Something happened to my voice. I think I'm just getting old and decrepit, and I've been around cats too long. So anyway, welcome to Dog Day 2013. August 8th of every year is Dog Day. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it is. Just like February 8th is Cat Day, the opposite end of the year. Dog Day, Dog Days get their name from the dog star, the star Sirius, which is in the constellation Leo, which is at its peak about this time of year. Leo being the home star of Aquarius. Okay? So that's why we call them Dog Days, not just because it's hot as a fucking dog out all the time. So anyway, we started up with Yo's Up, man. Yo's Up. Yo's Up. Whoever they are. Something called Dog Song. There's a video that goes with that. There's a bunch of videos this week. You want to go check out the playlist page. You will be pleasantly surprised. Not only by the first one there, Dog Song, but I think I might be a dog. I think there's a video on that too. Let me see. Hold on. I'll check. Is there a video? I think I might be a dog. Yes, there is. Okay, you'll see one for that too. Anyway, we also heard from John McCutcheon, It's a Dog's Life. Billy Currington, Like My Dog. Old Dog from Damon John Ward. Video for that too. Every Dog Has Its Day from Toby Keith. Blitz and Trapper and Fur. Yep, about dogs. And Randy and Ned Go to School from John Gailmore. All right, so bring your puppies around. There are no subliminal messages for the dogs. There is no dog whistling allowed. So your dogs are safe here with me. And maybe there'll be treats at the end. Who knows? See you in a bit. And good dog.
Farmer's dog came into town. His Christian name was Runt. A noble pedigree had he. Fiddling was his stunt. And as he trotted down the street, 'twas beautiful to see his work on every lamppost, his work on every tree. He watered every gateway, too, and never missed a post. For piddling was his specialty, and piddling was his boast. The city curs looked on, amazed with deep and jealous rage, to see a simple country dog, the piddler of the age. Then all the dogs from everywhere were summoned with a yell to sniff the country stranger o'er and judge him by his smell. Some thought that he a king might be, beneath his tail a rose, so every dog drew near to him and sniffed it up his nose. They smelled him over one by one, they smelled him two by two, and noble Runt in high disdain stood still till they were through. Then just to show the whole shebang he didn't give a damn, he trotted into a grocery store and piddled on a ham. He piddled in a mackerel cake and piddled on the floor. And when the grocer kicked him out, he piddled through the door. Behind him, all the city dogs lined up with instinct true to start a piddling carnival and pee the stranger through. They showed him every piddling post they had in all the town, and started in with many a wink to pee the stranger down. They sent for champion piddlers, who were always on the go, who sometimes did a piddling stunt or gave a piddling show. They sprung these on him suddenly when midway in the town, but Runt only smiled and polished off the noblest white or brown, for Runt was with them every trick with vigor and with vim. 1,000 piddles, more or less, they were all the same to him. So he was wetting merrily, with hind leg lifted high, when most were hoisting legs in bluff and piddling mighty dry. On and on, Runt sought new grounds by piles and scraps and rust, till every city dog went dry and piddled only dust. And on went noble Runt, as wet as any rill. And all the champion city pups were peed to a standstill. Then Runt did freehand piddling with fancy flits and flings, like double dips and gimlet twists and all those graceful things. And all the time this country dog did never wink or grin, but piddled blithely out of town as he had piddled in. The city dogs a convention held to ask what did defeat us, but no one ever tipped them off that Runt had diabetes.
Once me and them breaks and go. the ornery cut. He just naturally followed us as we drove past Sam Johnson's store. Casually asked him out the door. When Jim, he stopped to smell a bop. The child asked him a bunch of rocks.
Every time I come to town, the boys keep picking my dog around. Make no difference if he is their hand. They gotta quit picking my dog around.
They tied a tin can to his tail and run him past the county jail. And that club naturally makes me sore. And Lem he cussed and Bill he swore. Me, Lem Briggs and old Bill Brown, we lost no time in a jumping down. And we wiped them ducks up on the ground for kicking my old dog around.
Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is the hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Folks say a dog can't hold no grudge, but once when I got too much fudge, then found up strife to do me up. But they didn't count on no Jim Pup. Jim seen his duty of Lawrence then, and he licked into them gentlemen. And sure the stuff the coat house squaw with rags and written hide and hard.
Every time I come to town, the boys keep taking my dog around. Make no difference if he is the hound. They gotta quit taking my dog around.
Where's the dog? Where's the dog? Bring out the dog.
Yes, bring out the dog.
A little order, a little order, gents, and keep them dogs quiet. Now then, gents, this is a dog fight between two dogs. Mickey Donovan's prize bull Cramp and Patsy Connelly's brindle dog Baloney. The fight's to be at 35 pounds, give or take a pound, for $100 a side and a side bet of 50. Now this fight is to be governed according to the New York State pit rules. Now the first thing is the appointment of a judge. Has anybody got any objections to Mike George?
He don't suit me.
Well, that's all right. Doyle will judge this game, suit or no suit, and without any outside interference, see?
All right, Jimmy.
Now, will somebody lend Riley, the timekeeper, a watch to hold?
Not on your life. Who the devil will hold Riley?
Daddy O'Reilly, the bank of the highly.
Here, can that stop? This is a dog fight. This ain't no cabaret. Now then, weigh the dog.
All right, Jimmy.
Wake up. What's the matter with you?
All right, Jimmy.
Here. Keep those dogs quiet, will you?
34 1/4 pounds.
Mickey Donovan's white bull tips the scale at 34 1/4 pounds.
Yay! 35 1/4.
Patsy Connelly's brindle dog Baloney, 35 1/4.
Yay!
Now then, wash the dog.
All right,
now then, handlers, keep them dogs quiet.
All right, Jimmy.
Keep them quiet, I tell you.
All right, Jimmy.
Here, cut that Jimmy stuff.
All right, Jimmy.
Hey, if either one of you picks up a dog the second time before the dog turns, I'll decide again, you see?
All right, Jimmy.
And when I say put the dogs down, why, put them down. And don't follow your dogs either. And don't forget that, see?
All right, Jimmy.
Now, all ready? Let them go.
Look at him, he's quit.
Pick up your dog. air. Patsy Canelli's dog, Baloney, wins the fight.
Oh, watermelons, who buy my watermelons? Right to the Rhine, I sell them mighty cheap, and I plug them every time.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ambrose.
Say, Bill, what's the melons worth?
2 bits 10.
2 bits 10, what's the tenfold?
2 bits for the boss and 10 cents for me.
Say, Bill, how's that little dog of yours?
Oh, you mean Towser.
Yeah, you know I like that dog and I believe he likes me.
Yes, I always noticed there was a kindred feeling between you. Yes, some time ago, I had him out exercise. I took him through the park. We come to a bench, and on that bench sat two little fleas. And one little flea said to the other, "Get on to the dog." And he's been full of fleas ever since. Oh, Lord, Lord.
You know, I like him because he's so intelligent.
And he likes you because you're not.
Still, there's one thing I don't like about him. And that is, when I go by your house at night, he always barks at me.
Well, you mustn't pay no attention to that. He always barks at the moon when it's full.
What's become of him? I haven't seen him lately.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Towser's dead. I got him down to the house.
Why, you can't keep a dead dog in the house.
I got him stuffed.
You got him what?
I got him taxidermized.
What did you say?
Well, I couldn't say that again if you'd give me a dollar.
What made him die?
I don't know. The neighbors just come in and told me he died.
Well, how did he die?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is he swelled up, passed in his chicks, and died.
Well, what was the cause of his death?
No cause whatever. The dog had a good home. Plenty to eat and drink and a good place to sleep. And all the rest of the dogs in the neighborhood seem to think pretty well of him.
No, you stupid fella. How did he come to meet his death?
He didn't come to meet his death at all. Death overtook him.
No, no, no. How did he come to die?
He didn't come to. If he did, I might have saved him.
Well, what was the cause of his demise?
He closed them eyes. And I couldn't get them open again.
What are you trying to make a fool of me?
No, nature saved me that trouble.
You're getting too smart.
Oh, that's all right. You go on home and tend to your own family. I couldn't help the dog dying, could I?
Certainly not.
He was my dog, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I had a right to get him stuffed, didn't I?
Of course you did.
And if I didn't like him, I could go home and kick the stuffing out of him.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, Bill.
No, no, Ambrose. I often thought when that poor little dog died, where his soul had done gone. Oh, where is my little dog gone? Oh, where can he be? I hope he's gone where all good doggies go. That's where I'd like him to be.
All the time, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, just rocking all the time. You never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Yeah, you said you were high class, but that was just a lie. Yeah, you said you was high class, but that was just a lie. You ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Hit it, boys, hit it. The $100 I pay for a guitar, I should hit you. A hound dog, but I need a hound dog for a tax all over the house. There ain't hound dog. Just cocking all the time. Yeah, pain in the ass, ain't that but a hound dog. Cocking and just stinking all the time. Yeah, I never cock habit. You ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Oh, I got another. Oh, slow down, I've had even the guitar. I'm having a stroke. I can't take it anymore. You should take your song and you should get killed with it already. Man, me sugar, bag of hugging, sister, Vin, with your hound dog.
Is that dog in the window? The one with the wiggly tail. How much is that dog in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I must take a trip to California.
On the African savannah, life can be unfair. No matter where you go, there's danger everywhere. Whether you're a cobra, a jackal, or a hare, you'll be the main course when a honey badger's there.
Honey badger.
Yeah!
Honey badger just don't care.
He terrorized the village, all the others lived in fear. He just took what he wanted every day of the year. You could run and hide, but I'd have a hunch that you're gonna end up a honey badger's lunch.
Honey badger,
he's nasty.
Just look at him eat his lunch.
They had a town meeting, all the critters gathered round. Who would be the one to bring the honey badger down? Not me, said the tiger. No way, screamed the hog. Then out of the shadow stepped a lone wiener dog.
Wiener dog.
Hound, a.k.a. Badger Hound.
Wiener
dog, gonna bring the honey badger down. He said, I can fix your problem, there isn't any doubt. Don't worry, little cobra, I'm here to help you out. It's the way I was born, it's the way I was bred. I'm gonna stop the honey badger from gnawing on your head.
Wiener dog,
he don't give a. Gonna stop him from gnawing on your head. Now the wiener dog looked down into the badger's lair. His brown eyes were fixated in an icy stare. Coming out and fight, you've got company, my boy. I'm gonna treat you like my favorite squeaky toy.
Wiener dog,
squeaky toy, don't stand a chance. The wiener dog charged in and a tussle did ensue. 5 minutes later, the battle it was through. The cobra and the jackal let out a mighty roar. The nasty honey badger would bother them no more.
Honey badger
took off running for the hills. In the Guinness Book of Records, here's what I have found. It says the honey badger is the toughest one around. Before my money, pound for pound, the title belongs to the badger hound.
Wiener dog,
a.k.a. Badger Hound.
Yeah!
Wiener dog, gonna bring that honey badger down.
That guy thought he was a dog or what, but it'll pass because I ain't got it no more. I'm sorry, kids. I'm really sorry in more ways than you'd ever imagine. So, okay, where are we now? Let's have a playlist. Hey, we started with Ben Light and the Surf Club Boys. That was Piddling Runt. A couple of different versions of that floating around. They got a quick Kicking My Dog Around was the American Quartet, featuring Byron C. Harlan from about 1912 or so. Scene in a Dogfight from Gilbert Gerard from a similar era. Bill's Dog Towser was Billy Golden and Billy Hines. Billy Golden, of course, was white, as all those black imitators were white, except for Burt Williams, who was black but had to wear blackface anyway. Go figure. The more things change, the more they stay the same, okay? Gefilte Joe and the Fish after that, Hound Dog, Doggy in the Window from Barbara Jones. I wasn't going to do a Patti Page version, no matter how much you beg. Do the Dog was Psycho and the Caribs. And finally, in that set, yet another string band, the legend of the Honey Badger and the Wiener Dog. And as you know, Wiener Dogs are fearless and stupid as shit. Maybe that's why they're fearless. No, but they're also very smart. I'm sorry, I have the wrong breed in mind. I am not a dog person. I am a confirmed cat person. I haven't had a dog in my house for some 30 years now. 30 some odd years, and it wasn't my dog. I grew up with dogs. I grew up with German Shepherds. And then I moved on to French Poodles. That's why I don't like dogs anymore. My wife, however, swears that our next cat is going to be a dog. So I may have some refined thinking to do. Because after all, it's her turn. I've had enough cats. Although if you got one, I'll take it. So anyway, we move on. We have more dog stuff now. Starting off this next set with a public service announcement. For those of you with dogs, you'll get the message. And we'll be back in a few minutes with some more gibberish and barking and whining and howling, but no purring, okay? All right, back in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I like the Puget Sound. Dog Dookie D, no doubt. Play on, Puget. Play on, Puget. Yo, dog, drop the deuce. Dog, get down, good dog. Baby, got a walking through C-Town. And all around, the Puget Sound. Cover much ground, she ain't a hound from the pound. In the rain, it's a good day. Each and every day, the Northwest way. The girl and the dog, they were fine.
Wow.
Until they left for duty, it has a crime.
Wow.
East side to the west side, pushing I-5, take a ferry ride. I hope she got treats in the stash. Bacon gives a gas, fast when it comes to the snacks. I noticed that dance, it's on when she kicks like a rabbit. Doggy, when you do your due, I'm gonna help you. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you walk it, dog doogity. We got to bag it up. I like the way you walk it, dog doogity.
Dog,
we got to bag it up, girl. I like the way you walk it,
dog doogity.
We got to bag it up. I like the way you walk it,
dog doogity.
Dog, we got to bag it up.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
Hey yo, let's keep this clean.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
Pick it up. Want to swim in pool?
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
I like the way you walk it,
dog doogity.
We got to bag it up. I like the way you walk it,
dog doogity.
We got to bag it up. I like the way you walk it,
dog doogity.
We got to bag it up. I like the way you walk it,
dog doogity.
We got to bag it up.
Tell the truth, I misunderstood. I never had a thing against doing good. But when I see a full moon, I can't stop howling. Or tasty little poodle, I can't keep from growling. I'm a bad dog, and I can't change. Ain't no ointment for this kind of mange. If it itches, I scratch. If it tickles, I kick. If it smells, I sniff. If it's nasty, I lick. 'Cause I'm a bad, 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 bad dog. I once caught a fat Siamese cat. Oh boy. Gave it a nice Chinese name, Chew Toy. But just because I chase squirrels and cats and cars, that's no reason to put me behind these bars. Spent a year a hard time here in this pen. And you know in dog years, that's 7 to 10. I'm busting out, but it sure is a crime. So many hydrants, so little time. 'Cause I'm a bad dog, and I can't change. Ain't no ointment for this kind of mange. If it itches, I scratch. If it tickles, I kick. If it smells, I sniff. If it's nasty, I lick. 'Cause I'm a bad, 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 bad dog. I might fetch your slippers and bring them to you, but they'll be covered with slobber and a little chew too. I don't roll over or shake or sit. I don't know how those other mutts put up with that stuff. I once took a try at obedience school, but I must have broken some cardinal rule. While the other dogs were learning to sit up and beg, I was getting acquainted with the instructor's leg. That dog, just trying to be friendly, itches, I scratch. If it tickles, I kick. If it smells, I sniff. If it's nasty, I lick. 'Cause I'm a bad, 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 bad dog. Bad dog. I know I'm a heel. You don't have to tell me.
Nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true. If only I could have a puppet, I'd call myself so very lucky, just to have some company, to share a cup of tea with. Take my puppy everywhere. La 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 la, I wouldn't care. But we would stay away from crowds. Besides that, said no dogs allowed. Oh, we, I know we'd never bite thee. We, I know we'd never bite me. If only I could have a friend who'd stick with me until the end, and walk along beside the sea, and share a bit of moon with me. I'd take my friend most everywhere. La 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 la, I wouldn't care. We would stay away from crowds. Besides that, said no friend allowed. Oh, we would be so happy to be. Whoa, we would be so happy to be together. But dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream.
Your wish will come true.
Wish to come true.
Your wish will come true.
Your wish will come true. Above.
Here's a puppy, there's a puppy, and another little puppy. Fuzzy puppy, funny puppy, 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 poo. Puppy, puppy, jello puppy, table stone tomato puppy. Puppy, puppy, fishy puppy, puppy, clean up poo. I once had a doghouse, I lived in a lake. But I never saw the way the dragon slayed the cake. I was only 4 years old, but I told a lie. And now listen, little kid, and I'll tell you why. Did you ever see a puppy kiss a puppy, bite a puppy? Poppy's puppy, muddy puppy, 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 poo. Half a puppy, twice a puppy, not a puppy, spotted puppy. Driving puppy, angry puppy, 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 poo. Is it how it goes now? Isn't this bed odd? Is it made of orange juice? Puppy, puppy, cod. Now my song is getting weird, so it's time to go. Hope you like my puppy song. Please say yes, not no.
I'm a tiny dog named Dixie. I have small feet which pitter-patter on the linoleum floor. You can hear my toenails in the middle of the night. My taxes, I belong to the Johnsons, but they don't own me, they just feed me, they just bought me one day. No one owns me, I'm Dixie the tiny dog. And in the middle of the day I sit in the sun, and I hear young children call me a wiener dog. Perhaps that's what I am. The Germanic term is Dachshund, and I like that. I'm thin and I'm proud, no one can make fun of me. I can slip through the bars of a prison if I were ever incarcerated, but I don't know what I would do wrong. My body yields no evil inclination. I'm a pure wiener dog. My name is Dixie, and I go dancing across the floor in the evening of the Johnsons when everyone's sleeping. Sometimes I look for a morsel of food, but they're so clean, they're almost anal retentive in their cleanliness habits, and there's nothing for me. But I don't spare, because I know tomorrow my Gainsburgers will be there, and they will unwrap the plastic from them and feed me this succulent dish, and I will eat. And oh, I've watched the German shepherds with their long necks, their graceful necks, dipping into the toilet to drink whenever they want to have a drink of cool water in that well. But I must plead, I must beg, I must whine for Mr. Johnson to put out my bowl, or one of the Johnson boys to refill it after I drink it, because I'm Dixie the dog and I like water. And in the middle of the night you can see me dancing a small Fred Astaire tap dance with my little toenails. They go click, click, click against the linoleum, and I run down the hall and I slide, and the back of me goes in front of me slowly. I'm long and I'm thin, I'm Dixie the tiny dog, and I like it.
Everyone knows if you've got a dog, it's got to be exercised. So if you're out with a dog on a leash in a park on a bright, sunny spring afternoon, everyone, including girls, assumes you're exercising your dog. That's what Barry looked like he was doing with his St. Bernard puppy on the town green in Aspen, Colorado. He was lying back, throwing a ball for his dog, just waiting for some action, when he saw this Cinderella-type chick, very loose-limbed and groovy-looking. She was walking across the far side of the green, so Barry threw his dog's ball in her direction. The next thing the chick knows, there's this overgrown dog charging at her full speed.
Oh! Oh!
Now Barry runs over to see what the trouble is, as if he didn't know.
Hey, Saint! Here, boy!
Is that your dog?
That's a good boy. Take it easy, fella.
Hear that? Barry doesn't even answer the chick's question. He pays attention to the dog, as if that's what interests him. This completely throws the girl off because she's not used to being ignored.
Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Well, look, you should have him on a leash.
Oh, did he hurt you? I didn't see him even touch you.
Well, he scared me.
Hear that, Saint? You scared her.
Instead of talking to the girl, Barry keeps talking to his dog. And like any girl, this chick doesn't want to be ignored. After all, she's wearing a T-shirt with nothing underneath, and everyone else in town notices her.
Is that a pure St. Bernard?
Huh? Oh, I thought you were scared away.
Oh, no. I was admiring your dog. Is it a pure St. Bernard?
Can you believe this? Barry knows what he's doing, all right. A second ago, this chick was angry, and now she's coming on to him.
Yeah, he's purebred. I got him down in Denver for $300.
$300? Wow! I never knew a dog like that cost so much.
If you figure it by the pound, it's not so much.
Oh!
Barry has let this chick know that he's got some bread, and that he's not afraid to spend it on what he wants. Listen to how he begins to make his move now that the girl is relaxed and unsuspecting. Pay attention to how he continues to use his dog, Saint, and talk of other dogs as his ploy.
You like dogs?
Oh, you bet.
Ever have one of your own?
No. Mm-mm.
No? Wow, you look like the kind of a girl who would own an Afghan.
What do you mean?
This is the key question. Now the girl is opening up. She wants Barry to tell her what's on his mind. She's ready, and he's made her ready.
Well, do you know what an Afghan hound looks like?
Not exactly.
An Afghan is not like a St. Bernard. An Afghan is much more beautiful. It's long-haired, thin, stands tall, is very elegant-looking. They used to be court dogs.
Oh.
Some people think they're the most beautiful dogs in the world.
Now, don't think that Barry is talking just about Afghans. Listen.
Why would I have an Afghan?
Because you're so beautiful and graceful yourself.
Oh.
Now he's got the hook in. Let's see how he sets it.
You can generally predict the way a woman looks by her dog. Beautiful women choose beautiful dogs. You choose an Afghan, I know it.
Well, do men choose their special breed of dog for the same reasons?
Yep.
Did you choose a St. Bernard because they're strong, determined, courageous, and faithful?
Hey, a St. Bernard's clumsy, too.
Oh, you don't look clumsy.
Well, I'm not.
Well, so I guess you're the exception that proves the rule.
Now he's got her. Listen.
I've got to take Saint home to eat now.
You do?
Would you like to come?
Well, I don't know.
I live right over there.
Oh. Does he eat a lot?
It's unbelievable. Come on, I'll show you.
Okay.
Let me snap on his leash and you can lead him. There.
Oh, he's so big. He's pulling me.
Don't worry. He knows where he's going.
You bet he knows. Saint has done this routine before. He's led home more girls than Barry can remember. But the girl today is a real jackpot.
Hey, wait up, you two.
Well, you're going to have to hurry up. We can't stop.
It's amazing. This luscious chick doesn't even know Barry's name. And now she's going home with him. Imagine what she'll do when they get so intimate as to exchange names. There's no doubt about it. You've got to use your imagination. If you haven't got a dog, try an antique car. And if you can't afford that, try an antique bicycle. And if that's too fancy, try antique roller skates. Remember, it's not what gimmick you use, but how you use it, and how you use your imagination. Good luck.
My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? My dog's a she-dog, and your dog's a he-dog. I wish you loved me the way that he loves she. Don't they look sweet every time they meet beneath their favorite tree? Your big ear Dale wags his little tail to tell my terrier he's crazy to marry her. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we?
My doggie loves your doggie, your doggie loves my doggie.
If our doggies love each other, why can't we? All night she's whining because she's pining to be with him the way I'd like to be with you. I take her out and she runs about to see if he is inside. By her nose she knows every place he goes. She calls to him, bow wow, I love you and how wow. My dog loves your dog and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Dog, your dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Look how he pets her and look how he lets her play around the way I'd like to play with you. Chows and Pekingese who have pedigrees are crazy over your hound. But my little mutt simply got him nuts. Now he'd gladly give her his last piece of liver, cause my dog loves your dog and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we?
All right, you can consider this some kind of reminder to wipe out those dogs' deposits when you're out there walking your dog. We would all appreciate it. Thanks, Billy. Okay, let's see. We started out with something, a PSA from, it seems to be from, I'm not 100% sure about this, but it looks like it's from scooppoop.org. You can go ahead and look them up if you want. That's their address. And that was called Dog Doogity, based on something, a satire or something. But interesting video. You'll like it as well as a lot of the others that are on there. So don't be afraid, little people. They won't bite. We heard the Bad Dog song from Calaveras, followed by the Puppy Song from Harry Nielsen, followed by the Puppy Song from somebody called Lady Gamer 723, one of those internet YouTube people who... has succeeded in stealing my heart this week. And then we heard from Peter Himmelman, Peter Himmelman and his band, Dixie, the Tiny Dog, followed by Eric Weber and some more drivel from his Picking Up Girls Made Easy series. This one concerns itself with walking the dog, so you guys might want to pay attention to that. And you girls especially, because you want to be on the lookout for these douchebags, all right? I think you know what I mean. Followed by My Dog Loves Your Dog from Geez Louise. So, all right, that brings us up to the rear here. And just a reminder to love your dog. Your dog loves you. And if you don't love your dog, you should probably give him to somebody who will. Dogs are much more in need of our emotions and our support than cats are, as you all know. So don't hesitate to pet your little puppy behind the ear. And a little scratch by the tail does good, I've always found. I'm not a dog person, like I said, but even I know that dogs are people, too. So, okay, so I did promise you treats coming up. I saved the best two for last. So you want to make sure you go to the video page for these two. I don't know, I'll see you next week with some more crap. I don't know what it is, but I got to do it in a hurry since I'm going to be away next weekend. So do have a good week, and don't forget to roll over. All right? So in the meantime, stay. All right? Stay. Good boy.
Can't play in the grass this time, 'cause some dog owner left poo behind. No, it's not fair. Especially since there's a trash can right over there. Look up after your dog. Don't wanna see, smell, or step on any logs. How hard can it be to pick up your dog's today? Come on, we can win this. Remove your pooch's business. Use a bag or scoop. Get rid of the dog's poop. Look up after your dog. Don't wanna see, smell, or step on any logs. How hard can it be to pick up your dog's poop? Come on, we can win this. Remove your pooch's business. Use a bag or scoop. Get rid of the dog poop. Oh, my heart pumps when your dog dumps, and you too trifling to pick it up. Oh, my heart pumps when your dog dumps, and you too trifling to pick it up. Pick up after your dog. Don't wanna see, smell, or step on any logs. How hard can it be to pick up your dog's stupid? Come on, we can win this. Remove your purchase business.
It's nasty.
Use a bag or scoop. Get rid of the dog food. Go curb, curb your dog. Curb, 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 curb your dog.
Lazy.
Curb, curb, curb your dog. Curb, 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 curb your dog.
Irresponsible.
Someone need to pick up this dodo. Hey, I'm serious. Don't nobody want to see that.
Pick it up.
Pick up after your dog.
Good old dog, who I running down the road, who I barking at the moon, who I running wild, who I, who a good old dog. Ooh, I got nothing to do with any of you. Ooh, I caress my head and I'm yours for life. Ooh, I kill anybody that's hurted you. Ooh, I, ooh. headlights make me blind. Ooh, I got nothing to do with any of you. Ooh, I two great spots of light. Dog never knew a thing. Ooh, I was no pain, just the sound of the crack. Ooh, I bones cracking beneath the tires. Ooh, I would have killed anybody that hurted you. There ain't no God for dogs. There ain't no God for dogs. There ain't no God for dogs. There ain't no God for dogs.
Of course.